"Avast!" cried a voice, whose owner, at the same time coming close behind us, laid a hand upon both our shoulders, and then, insinuating himself between us, stood stooping forward a little, in the uncertain twilight, strangely peering from Queequeg to me. It was Elijah.
"Going aboard?"
"Hands off, will you?" said I.
"Looky here," said Queequeg, shaking himself. "Go away."
"Ain't going aboard, then?"
"Yes, we are," said I, "but what business is that of yours? Do you know, Mr. Elijah, that I consider you a little impertinent?"
"No, no, no, I wasn't aware of that," said Elijah,
slowly and wonderingly looking from me to Queequeg with the most unaccountable glances.
"Elijah," said I, "you will oblige my friend and me by withdrawing. We are going to the Indian and Pacific Oceans and would prefer not to be detained."
"Ye be ye coming back before breakfast?"
"He's cracked, Queequeg," said I. "Come on.